We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov Bifirchos Eliyahu Wearing Midos Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav VeHaHeichal Meya Al Rum Meya. Here we're going to discuss the Heichal building. This is not just doesn't just include the Heichal itself, but includes the Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that entire building was 100 amos by 100 amos, a length and width, and Al Rum Meya 100 amos in height. So we begin with the height. Ha'otim Sheshamos, from the bottom to top, the Shesham, first 6 amos, was the Otem. We mentioned the Otem in the past. This was a platform that was the foundation of the Heichal building. The walls held it up. This was 6 amos high. Vigavho arbo imamos. So then after that platform, you had 40 amos. That was the first story of the Heichal. Ama kiur, following the 40 amos first floor, there was an amma cure. There was just one amma of a decoration. It was plated with gold, had certain designs on it, just one amma in height. So now we have 6 plus 40 plus 1. So we have 47 amos. Va'amma sayim base dilfa. And then on that cure, on that ledge, on that stone ledge, there were base dilfa. These were wooden boards that were 2 amos high. And base dilfa means that they were a joined structure. This is what this held the pieces of wood in the ceiling, which we'll talk about in a moment. It kept them together. Va'ama tikra, and then there was an ama for the boards that held the ceiling, that made up the ceiling, and we said the base dilfa kept those together. Va'ama ma'aziva, then one ama for the plaster that was the floor of the upper story. The gova shel aliyah arbo imama, then the upper story is 40 amos, just like the lower story. Va'ama kior, va'ama base dilfa, va'ama tikra, va'ama ma'aziva. And then upper story had similar structures to the lower story. There was the ledge of kior, which was this decoration area. Then I'm assigned base dilfa. Then you had 2 amos for the joining structure that kept the planks of the ceiling in place. Amma tikra, the ceiling itself was an amma maziva, which was the plaster on that. The shalosh amos ma'ake. Then there were 3 amos of the height of the fence that went around the top of the roof. Amma kale orev. And 1 amma for Orev is the raven. So this was Kalel Rav. This starts to get rid of the raven. You have a revere often. You have pieces of here. It says the Bartura says Tas shel Barzel Chad. It was a plate of iron, very sharp, came in saif, almost like a sword. Ho amma, and it was an amma in height. Hayamunach al gabei amake. That was on the maka. That was on that what surrounded the roof. Kadesh lo yonuchu ha'ofos alav. So the birds would not sit upon it, and that's why. It gets rid of the Arvim from coming there. So that was, if you put that all together, that structure was 100 amos in height. Rabbi Huda Omer Lohaya Kale Orev Olemen Amida. He doesn't disagree that it was 100 amos in height. He just says that he didn't include the measure in the 100 amos height. We didn't include this thing that would chase away the ravens, the birds. Ela Arba Amos Hayamake. Rather, the Make that we spoke of, that we mentioned according to Tanakhama, was 3 amos. He said that was 4 amos, and that would complete the 100 amos. Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin Mehamizrach Lamarav Meya Amos. So now we're going from east to west. So now this is, you call this the length of, we usually enter in the east. So Mizrach Lamarv was 100 amos as well. Kosem, reminding ourselves, not just the Heichal, but from the Ulam till the end of HaKadosh HaKadosh HaKadoshim was 100 amos. Kosel HaUlam Chamesh, the wall of the Ulam itself was 5 amos thick, so that we have to take the wall into account as well when we're speaking about the length. VeHaUlam Acharas, or the Ulam itself, in terms of its the interior of the Ulam was 11 amos. Kosel HaHeichal Chesh, we mentioned many times, the eastern wall of the Heichal was 6 amos thick, where we spoke about the doors swinging open, Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda regarding that. Visocho Arbo Imama, and the interior of the Heichal itself, where the menorah, the shulchan was, the mizbeach apnimi, that was 40 amos. Amma traxin. Then there was 1 amma for traxin. What is the traxin? So the Bartanura says, Kosel hamafsik bein heichal lebein kodshei hakadoshim karoi traxin. This was a wall that separated between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why is it called Traxin? Al Shem Shesoger Al Ha'aron V'Haluchos Shenitnu B'Sinai. So it's a contraction of two words, trak and sin. Sin is Sinai. Trak means is segira, to close. It's to close off the aron and the luchos that were given at Sinai. So ama trak sin, to close off the sin, the Sinai, that which we got at Sinai. The Ovyav shel kosel ze ama, says Baruch Hu, is thick. That wall was one ama thick. V'lo hichriu bo chachamim ikidushas o kikidushas pnim o kikidushas chutz. Chachamim really could not decide whether it had the status of the kedusha of the kodesh hakodeshim itself or the kedusha of the hechal, the outer area. Fikach asu b'bayisheni shtei parochos. So therefore, in bayisheni, instead of having a wall that's one ama thick, they made two curtains. Achas chitzon v'achas pnimis, an outer one closer to the Echol and one closer to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, ubehene en avir ama. And inside was an airspace of an ama, leklot behene avir makom ha'kosto shei ovyav ama. It substituted that space, that ama area, two curtains with an ama of space in between. The Mishnayos and Yomos speak about the Kohen Gadol walking in one way and then walking all the way through to the other side of the curtain to be able to in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So far we have the thickness of the Ulam was 5, the Ulam itself was 11 in terms of its interior, the wall of the Hechel was 6, its interior was 40, then an Amah Traksin, this wall, which separated between the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Esrim Amah, base, Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then we have 20 Amos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, that length. The vehat kotzel hahechol sheish, and then the other wall. This is now the western wall of the hechol. Now remember, this is not what we call the hechol. This is beyond the kodesh hakodeshim. There was another wall after you passed the kodesh hakodeshim. This is the general hechol chamber we speak about, which was 100 amos in length. So beyond the kodesh hakodeshim, there was the kotzel of the hechol as well, of this big, this large area of the hechol building that was 6 amos thick as well, beyond the kodesh hakodeshim towards the west. The hata sheish, and then there was a ta, a small room on the other side of that wall that was also 6 amos wide, v'kosel atachamesh, and the outer wall of that inner room was beyond the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 5 amos as well. So you put that all together from east to west, you have a length of 100 amos as well. And now we speak from the width from north to south. And we mentioned that it's also 100 amos, but it happens to me the only thing that was 100 amos was the Ulam itself. Most of the Hechal building, which is what we know as the Hechal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was only 70 amos wide. But the Ulam, which was that first chamber before you entered what we know as the Hechal, was in fact 100 amos. So Minatzafon Ladarum, says the Mishnah, Shivim Amos. That most of it was 70 amos. Kosel Hamasiba Chamesh, we mentioned this before. This, we spoke about a winding ramp. So there was the northern wall on the outside of this ramp was 5 amos in thickness. And Vamasiba Shalosh, that ramp itself, was 3 amos wide. Kosel Atah Chamesh, the northern wall of this smaller room was 5 amos thick. Vahatah Shesh, and the small room as well was 6 amos wide. Kosel ha-hechol sheish, the northern wall of the hechol was 6 amos thick. V'tocho esrim amah, the interior was 20 amos. Kosel ha-hechol sheish, the southern wall of the hechol was 6 amos thick. V'atah sheish, there was a smaller wall, small room on the southern side, 6 amos wide. V'kosel ha-tocho sheish, and the southern wall of that small room was 5 amos in thickness. Ubeis haradas hamayim shalosh amos, the place where they would lower the water. That was 3 amos wide. Any water that had to drain off the roof would come into this area, into this base horadas hamayim, which was 3 amos wide of space. And then v'hakosel chamesh amos, and the outer wall of this base horadas hamayim was 5 amos in thickness. So that was set all together. That's 70 amos from north to south. But now we have to take into account the ulam, which was the first room, first chamber before you entered the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and that was 100 amos wide from north to south. Ha'ulam odef alav chamesh esrei ama min ha'tzafon v'chamesh esrei ama min ha'darom. So we had 70, we need another 30 amos. How do we get that? The ulam had another 15 amos to the north and another 15 amos to the south, in addition, above the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. V'hu hayon nikra beis ha'chalifos. This section of the building on the right and the left, if you're walking in on the north and the south, was known as the Beis HaChalifos. Chalif is a knife. So this is a place, says the Bartanura, al shem hasakinim shegonzim sham. That's where they would store the knives. It was karui Beis HaChalifos. Shekein balashon romi in Roman, korin lisakinim agadolim chalafim. We call large knives chalafim. That's why it's called the Beis HaChalifos. Shashem gonzim is hasakinim, as the Mishnah tells us itself, that's where they would store the knives. V'haechol we point out that this whole Heichal chain, which we said was 100, was 100 by 100 by 100. So really, we said that 100 of width is really only the Heichal itself. And it points out that if you think about it, as the Heichal being, as the front being the ulam, so that's wider than the back. So that's 100, everything else is 70. So it was narrow in the back, tsar me'acharav, and rachav me the front of wide in the front. Why was the Heichal building itself, that a whole structure, which included the ulam, the heichal, and the kodesh hakodeshim, and the area beyond that. Why was that wider in the front and narrow in the back? It's domel ha'ari, to be like a lion. And based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, perek chavtes, shenamar hoy Ariel, kiryas, Chana David, or Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kriyas Chana David. We speak about Ariel is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, where David encamped. So the fact that called it an Ariel, Ma'aharit Sar Me'acharav Berachav Lefanav, just like a lion is narrow in the back and wide in the front, Af HaHechol Sar Me'acharav Berachav Lefanav. So to the Heichal building was narrow in the back and wide in the front, which obviously refers to the 100 amos width of the ulam versus the 70 amos of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim.